Part 5, Chapter 5. But it wasn't the whole world of the Cyclos laughing. It was Turl. Mid-morning sunlight filled the cage as Johnny awoke. Turl was standing at the second table, turning over the man books and laughing. Johnny sat up in his robes.
You finished with these animals?
Johnny went over to the artificial pond and washed his face. A month back, he had persuaded Turl to keep a trickle running in so he could get clean water at the intake. It was cold and refreshed him. There was a shattering crash in the air, and for a moment he thought something had blown up, but it was only the recon drone passing overhead. For some days now, it had been making mid-morning sweeps. Kerr had explained to him what it was. It was an ore detection, activity surveillance craft, capable of taking continuous pictures. It was regulated by remote control. All his life, Johnny had seen such craft overhead, and had supposed they were natural phenomena, such as meteors or the sun and moon. But those had passed every few days, and this one was passing daily. The old ones did not rumble in the distance as they approached, and did not make an explosion as they went by. This one did. Kerr hadn't really known why, but it had to do with speed. They were very fast. You couldn't turn one in the air or stop one. You could only guide it, and it had to go all the way around the planet to get back. So this one, if it was the same one, was circling the planet daily. The harsh boom was very unpleasant. Turl looked up at it, and then carefully ignored it. Mindsight personnel didn't like it.
"Why every day?"
said Johnny, looking up at it. It was an element in his escape planning. It only took pictures, but that would be enough.
"I said,"
snarled Turl.
"Are you finished with these books?"
The recon drone was fading, its rumble losing itself across the eastern plains. Its path had been from the mountains. Johnny made a breakfast of cold meat and water. Turl stacked the books up in his arms and went to the cage door. Turl halted, indifferently.
"If you're so keen on data about those mountains, there's a whole relief map of them in the library of that town up north. You want to look at it?"
Instantly alert, Johnny nevertheless kept on with his breakfast. An accommodating Turl always has something else in mind. But this was a chance Johnny had scarcely dared hope for. In his planning, he had gone over ways to get Turl to take him out in the car. It would be a simple matter to throw a door catch, swing a blast of air into the car, hit the emergency stop button, and hold a gun on Turl. Desperate, but it was a chance.
"I got nothing to do today. Your machine training has ended. We might run up to the town, look at that relief map. Do a little hunting. Maybe look some more for your horse."